And still with Iraq and news that is troubling, especially for journalists, an American reporter kidnapped at gunpoint several days ago is still missing, along with his interpreter. Day-to-Day's Alex Chadwick is here with what he's learned so far about this story.
Noah, the reporter is Micah Garen. He's 36 years old, primarily a video documentary producer. He was working as a freelancer, which is an important distinction. It means that he does not have some of the protections that those who work for big companies do. I spoke this morning with John Burns. He's the Baghdad bureau chief for the New York Times, where some of Micah Garen's work appeared. John Burns, tell me, what is the latest on Micah Garen?
Well, I think the situation is moderately hopeful. Anytime that anybody is kidnapped in this country, of course, it's a very serious business indeed. And some of these kidnappings have ended very unpleasantly indeed. But in this case, there are various factors that give us reason to believe that Micah is still alive. We don't know a great deal, but what we know tends to point towards the light and not towards the dark.
What was Micah Garen doing down in Nasiriyah?
Well, he's an intrepid fellow. He's a fellow who graduated from Cornell University in landscape architecture. This impassioned him with archaeology. And he spent a year here looking into the question of the looting of archaeological artifacts. This led him down to the city of Nasiriyah, which is close to the center of the old Sumerian civilization that dates back 5,000 years here. And what he discovered, he told me, is that some of the official organizations, I'm not talking about American here, but Iraqi institutions that are supposed to be governing, policing, and restricting this, are in connivance with the looters. That's what he was investigating. We know that he was picked up in a gun shop in Nasiriyah, where he had gone in pursuit of his researchers, that he was picked up by two armed men and taken away.
Is the situation getting more dangerous for journalists there in Iraq, John? And is it getting more dangerous for freelancers in particular?
I think the answer is yes to both. And I don't think it's that journalists are particular targets, although something in the order of 35 journalists have been killed here. I think the problem is that we don't have an exemption. There is no no man's land here. There's no middle ground. But I'm not sure we're deliberate targets. I think it's simply that we belong to a whole category of people, and this includes aid workers, medical workers, and others. And it simply is that we do not have an exemption. So that's why it's a dangerous business for us here. But the other thing is that if you're a bureau chief of the New York Times, as I am, you work for a major institution which can do a lot of things to reduce the hazards, everything from buying us flak jackets and helmets to allowing us other means of protecting ourselves, most of which we don't discuss a great deal. But people like Micah, I have to say, I admire them enormously, because absent all of these protections, even a flak jacket, Micah went to places that we, generally speaking, these days do not go to. He's driven down the most dangerous roads in Iraq time and again. He's a brave fellow, and he's absolutely committed.
But do you get to a point where it's maybe just too risky and too reckless to continue doing this kind of work?
What we do is we go to the different parts of the world, to the big stories that we can find, and we get engaged, and it's a big adventure, and we stick at it, and we keep our fingers crossed, and we hope that Providence is looking favorably on us.
New York Times' John Burns. Noah, Iraq remains a very dangerous place. An independent reporters group, the Committee to Protect Journalists, says that so far this year, a dozen journalists have been kidnapped, including John Burns, for a few hours. Mm-hmm. All were released unharmed, and a British man this last weekend. But 3 days ago, another journalist and Iraqi cameraman working for German TV, Mahmoud Hamid Abbas, was killed in Fallujah.
Thank you. Day-to-Day's Alex Chadwick.